Have you seen the papers, Carter? This is very interesting. Roger Temple's on the run.
Don't worry, sir. I'll catch him. Just leave it to me.
Oh? I don't want you to catch him, Carter.
I see. So you want him to have an accident, do you?
Don't be a fool, Carter. I want you to keep an eye on him. See what he does. Who he goes to visit. Don't you see? We have a chance to get Hugo Peters, and maybe even the boss. This is the biggest opportunity you've ever had, Carter. Do your best. And keep in touch with me all the time.
Yes, sir! So, Temple's around Washington, is he? I wonder where he's gone. I think I'll go home and see what Susan thinks.
Come in, darling. I've just got to put our dinner in the oven, dear, and... Oh, my God! No! It's Roger! I don't believe it!
I can come in, can't I?
Have they let you out of prison already? You've escaped, haven't you?
So, here I am, back in our old apartment. You've changed quite a few things around. There are some new chairs, and those pictures on the wall are new.
The police are after you, aren't they?
Look at this pipe. I didn't know you smoked a pipe, Susan.
What's going on? Will you tell me the truth? I'll call the police.
Don't you dare!
Oh!
You haven't eaten yet, have you? I'm really hungry. Oh, and I could do with a brandy. The last time I drank brandy was 8 months ago. Cheers, Susan.
You can't stay here, you know.
Why not? I'm still your husband, aren't I?
Didn't you get my letter?
What letter?
I mailed it last Friday. I explained to you that I...
You explained what?
I've fallen in love with another man, Roger, and I want to divorce you.
So what do you want to do then? Are we going to call a lawyer? Half the cops in the country are looking for me, and you talk about divorce. Let's have something to eat and talk reasonably. Oh. I see there are 2 plates on the table. And 2 knives. And forks. Is someone coming to dinner?
I told you, Roger. I've got another man. He'll be here any moment now.
Then you'll have to call him. And tell him not tonight, darling.
He lives here, Roger.
I don't care. I don't care if he was damn well born here. Keep him out or he'll get this knife in him.
Roger, it's no use. He's a policeman. He'll probably have a gun on him. Please go away before something terrible happens. He'll be here any moment now.
All right, I'll go. But I won't forget this, Susan. You'll hear from me again, you cold-hearted bitch.